COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. Symptoms of this respiratory disease include fever, cough, and shortness of breath. These symptoms may show up 2 to 14 days after exposure. If you're experiencing these symptoms and have come in contact with or in an area with an ongoing outbreak, please call a hotline and/or consult a physician. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast. I'm your host, Dan Scotland. If you are currently a medical marijuana patient and want to tell your story and be featured on the podcast, feel free to email me at iamcannabissativa@gmail.com. Feel free to hit us up on Instagram at iamcannabissativa. You can also find me on Twitter at icsativapod. You can find and subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Anchor FM, Overcast, Radio Republic, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play Music Store, and more. Please rate and review us on iTunes, as rating and reviewing us will bump up the pod on their algorithm and put this podcast in front of even more eyeballs. If you like what we are doing, please become a Patreon supporter of the podcast and support us. Supporting us helps us to keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. And you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IAMCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support this podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 tier if you're feeling extra generous. A special thanks to our current patrons and supporters. Shout out to friends of the show Reefer Revolution for supporting the podcast. Shout out to our new Patreon and friend of the show, Gracie Gatto. Shout out also to Joy One Love 420, also a friend of the show and founder of Keystone State Reviews. Becoming a Patreon or financially supporting us through Anchor, Patreon, PayPal gets you perks like early episodes, exclusives, and shout outs at the beginning of every episode. We also have been recently syndicated by friend of the show, Russ Belfill, and will now be featured weekly on Radical Russ Radio right before his show from Monday 7 a.m., Tuesday 9 a.m., Wednesday 11 a.m., Thursday 1 p.m., and Friday 3 p.m., all Mountain times. And without further ado, let's get to the episode.
Howdy, y'all. Dan Scotland here, joining you from Legal Grass, Massachusetts, heartland of America. You can find me anywhere you find podcasts such as iTunes, CastBox, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and other platforms like it. You can find me on Instagram at @IAMCannabisSativa and on Twitter at @ICSativaPod. So the mayor of London is considering looking in to deprioritizing cannabis enforcement. From the things I've been reading, he does not have the mayor does not have the authority outright to do it, but he can have the he can have like law enforcement deprioritize cannabis and do like a kind of like a drug diversion program. So that's those are the, sort of the option in his quiver. So let's just read this article, The Guardian. The Saheed Khan launches commission to examine cannabis legality. Mayor of London says panel of experts will consider effectiveness of UK policies on non-class A drugs. Saheed Khan has announced a commission to examine the effectiveness of UK drug laws, with particular focus on those governing cannabis. The London Drugs Commission, to be chaired by Lord Charlie Faulkner QC, a former Lord Chancellor and Justice Secretary, was one of Khan's manifesto pledges in his re-election bid last year. The Mayor of London office said a panel of independent experts in a criminal justice, public health, politics, community relations, and academia will be assembled to consider evidence around the world on the outcomes of various drug policies. Khan is now on a four-day visit to the U.S. to promote investment in London to support recovery from the pandemic. The trip has also included a fact-finding mission to Los Angeles to see the impact of the city's decision to legalize cannabis in 2016. Khan has visited a cannabis dispensary and cultivation facility, met licensed retailers and growers, and spoke with officials from the London Police Department and the city's local government. California legalized recreational use of cannabis after a public ballot that passed with approval of 57% of the voters, although individual counties and cities can still choose to ban its sale. Supporters said the move would create a market for safe and regulated cannabis while reducing the power of criminal gangs. The law change led to a fall in cannabis-related arrests from 13,810 in 2016 to 6,065 in 2017. But critics have pointed out that the illicit market continues to thrive, with up to 90% of sales still coming from unlicensed sellers. London's commission will aim to assess the best methods to prevent drug use and the most effective criminal justice responses, and the public health benefits of different approaches. University College London has been appointed to provide research and analysis on the implications of any potential change in policy. The commission will not consider Class A drugs. Once it has completed its work, it will make policy recommendations for City Hall, the government, the police, criminal justice system, and public health services. Announcing the commission, Khan said he believed it would help tackle drug-related crime, protect Londoners' health, and reduce the damage that illegal drugs cause to our communities, end quote. He also added that the illegal drug trade causes huge damage to our society, and we need to do more to tackle this epidemic and further the debate around our drug laws. That's why I'm here today in LA to see firsthand the approach that they have taken to cannabis. Faulkner said that I'm honored to have appointed this chair of London Drugs Commission. We need to rigorously identify what is the best approach to reduce harm to our communities. A national debate is long overdue. We must aim to make recommendations to bring about effective and lasting change. The Los Angeles mayor, Eric Garcetti, said that decriminalization of cannabis offered historically marginalized communities opportunities for healing, entrepreneurship, and wealth creation in a growing industry. Cities have so much to learn from one another, and I applaud Mayor Khan's thoughtful approach as London moves forward. End of article. Here comes the cap by the Labour Party, saying that this shouldn't be done. Here comes the cap. Here comes the BS. As I understand, Labour is like their equivalent of the Democrats, and they're not doing well in England. Bojo, who's a conservative, has his party kind of runs England right now, and it's looking like the party's gonna get even more control, and it's because Labour, much like the Democrats, are blowing their powder on the wrong things, and they're not delivering on core policies that would help their voters. So the voters go and vote for the other party. Can you blame them? I'm like, look at this. Most people want cannabis to be more accessible in England, yet you're having the Labour Party saying you shouldn't do it. And they wonder why they get steamrolled, and they're going to get steamrolled in coming elections, like the Democrats and across the pond. They wonder. I am not going to read this article. I'm not going to even entertain it. But I will leave off with this. For the Labour Party that thinks that this reform shouldn't happen for all these members, cannabis is a priority issue. Incumbent politicians have lost their seats being against cannabis and across the pond. I'm not going to read this whole article because I've read it before, but I am going to put it in the notes. It has happened before. People have lost close elections being against cannabis. Ask Koch brothers crony Scott Walker. Ask him if marijuana can be a game changer, and ask him if marijuana can decide an election. He's going to tell you yes, but not from me. I can be found anywhere you find podcasts, such as iTunes, CastBox, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, or iHeartRadio, and other platforms like it. You can find me on Twitter at ICSativaPod and on Instagram at _IamCannabisSativa. And as always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out and ciao.
If you find yourself coming around often to my podcast and want to support our humble little project, there are quite a few ways you could do so. Supporting us helps us keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. You could do this by going to https://anchor.fm/imcannabisativapodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/icsativapodcast. You can support the podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 and above tier if you are feeling extra generous. Additionally, if you wish to get in contact with us, you can leave a voice message on Anchor, and you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/imcannabisativapodcast and click the send voice message button, and I may just play it on a future episode. You can also call and leave a voice message at 617-466-9389, and I may just play it on a future episode. Feel free to join the ever-expanding I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast planet on Discord. We've got a Discord channel, and that Discord channel can be found at https://discord.gg/65tg2nr. Again, that is https://discord.gg/65tg2nr. Feel free to check out Sequoia Organics for a great source of CBD and hemp based products. You can check them out by the link https://bit.ly/33fkrv9, and you can enter the following coupon codes for extra discounts, such as dogtreat20, tincture20, 40% sign off ISO, 15% sign off CBD, and that applies to the entire store. And as always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out and ciao.